know that after what we shared last week and how close we got, not just physically, that you expected me to leave Carl, but it's complicated, Michael. I'm sure this isn't the conversation you expected we'd be having today, but I just can't let go of my relationship with Carl right now. And I know it's hard on you, but try to think of it this way. What if last Tuesday, instead of me stopping by and admitting to you that I was finally ready to leave Carl and that I wanted us to be together, what if I had just said that while Carl was away, I wanted to be with you, to have an affair? No promises, no strings attached. Just a simple fling for a week while Carl was gone. Would you have turned me down? No, exactly. You would have been thrilled just to have some time with me. And if things had gone that way, well, now Carl would be back and our fling would be over with just memories of that amazing week to think about. But what if all that had happened, just like I described, and today, instead of our fling being over, what I came here to tell you is that I didn't want our fling to end, that I wanted to keep seeing you, even though Carl was back? Would you be sad, like you are right now, or would you be even more thrilled than you were when I first asked you to have the affair? It's really not that different, you know? Just a matter of your perspective. You can be angry, sad, jealous, because Carl is still a part of all this, or you could just be really happy and excited. Maybe you're even getting a little aroused right now, thinking about the possibilities. I mean, maybe it would be kind of exciting, keeping a secret like this, erotic, sneaking around. You know that I can read you like a book, Michael, and you make that so easy sometimes. Like, right now, I can see that sexy bulge in the front of your pants getting bigger. And bigger. Oh, Michael, I've been thinking about you all day. Oh, I woke up this morning and it wasn't Carl I'd been dreaming about. Oh, I woke up from a dream about you. Oh, and I masturbated. And I wasn't thinking about him and what we'd done the night before. I was thinking about you, seeing you tonight. Yeah, I'm thinking how tender your lovemaking was gonna feel. So, so good. Oh, baby, let me touch you. I do love playing with your balls. Oh, and your beautiful cock is so nice and hard. Lay back, baby. Yeah, that's it. Let me get the rest of these clothes off of you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to feel you. Taste you. Oh, baby. Oh, I want to make you come so badly. Oh, yeah. Oh, but wait. Let me... Oh, I've been thinking about this, fantasizing about it all day. No, 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 don't move. Let me... Yeah, I know. I know we've never done this position before, but that's what I've been fantasizing about. Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm gonna do. I just hope you'll be able to breathe. Let me get a grip on the headboard and lower my hips. Oh, God. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's it. Hold my hips, but let me move. Oh, God. Oh, your tongue feels so good. Oh, I know I'm gonna come so hard in this position. Yeah, I've imagined it so many times. Oh, are you sure you can breathe, baby? Yeah? Okay. Oh, I'm really close, baby. Oh, damn. Oh, please. Oh, this feels so good. Please, just a little more. Who is it? Carl? Shit. Oh my God, Michael. Stay still, please. Don't say anything. Hey, baby. Hang in there a minute. I'll be right there. Quick. Take your shoes. All of your clothes. Yes, your shoes, too. Go in the closet. I know it's tiny and they're just scrunched down. Be quiet. Please, Michael, please. Don't make a sound, okay? Hey, Carl, just another second. Oh, shit. Okay. Baby, what brings you here? I thought you had a big meeting tonight or an election or something. That starts at 8. What time is it now? A little after 7. So, you knew it would be a boring night and you figured stopping by here for a quickie would be fun, right? Babe, that's the kind of attitude that... We talked about this kind of thing last night. I don't want to feel like I'm being taken for granted. And, well, yeah. I guess. Aw. Thank you, baby. That's nice of you to say that. Oh. Wow, we should, stop, huh? I mean, we are gonna stop, right? Well, it would be even harder if... Carl, please, we really shouldn't. I mean, you really can't just stop by and expect me to... Oh, God! You shouldn't be touching me there. What? Yeah, I guess I am wet, but I was just, you know, thinking about you just before you showed up. Oh, God. Yeah, I was, you know, touching myself, thinking about you. Yeah, just before you arrived, that's right. Yeah, girls do that too, you know. Please, baby, I know I'm all wet and I smell all sexy, but you really should stop. Oh, damn you. Oh, you know what that does to me when you touch me there like that. Oh, God. Oh, please, you really should stop. Oh, Carl. Okay, baby. Oh, yeah, you know I can't say no to you. Yes, please. Oh my god. Oh, you've gotten me so turned on. Where do you want me? On the bed? No. You want me leaning over my desk? Oh, like this, baby? You want me like this? That's gonna be nice. We haven't done it in this position in a while. Oh, and I can see the reflection in the mirror on the closet door. Okay. Oh, you know I'm ready for you. You want me like this, baby? No panties to get in the way. All I have to do is just slide my skirt up over my hips. Oh, and look at you. You're not even taking your pants off. You're just unzipping your fly and taking it out. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Oh, God, it looks even bigger in the mirror. Oh, yeah. Oh, what are you waiting for? Oh, stop teasing my pussy with your big cock. Oh, you know what I really want. Put it inside me, baby. Oh, I'm all nice and wet. Ready? Oh, please don't do that. Oh, don't tease me like that. Oh, come on, Carl. Oh, you know what I want. What? You want me to say it? Please, baby, just fuck me. Right here. Come on. All right. I'll say it. What was I supposed to say again? Oh, yes. Oh, again. Oh, yes, baby. Okay. Please, baby. Oh, fuck me with that big cock of yours. Fuck me hard. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, you're pulling my head back. Oh, pulling my hair. You want me to look at my reflection when I say it? Damn you, Carl. All right. Fine, I'll do the slut thing for you. Oh, I want your cock inside my cunt. I need your big, hard cock inside me. Oh, now, baby. Oh, please, I want you to fuck me so hard. Yeah, that's right. Oh, God, yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Oh, you know I like it. Oh, yes, yes, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, my God, I'm just so wet. Oh, you just pushed right inside me in one thrust. Oh, yeah, yeah. God, my cunt feels so full. Oh, I feel so full. Yeah, baby. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come already. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, faster. That's it. Faster. Harder. Oh, harder. Oh, baby, please. Fuck me hard. Fuck me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, Carl. Fuck, I can't believe how good this feels. Are you? Yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah, I love it. Oh, you know I can feel you, right? Just when you start getting close, your cock gets even bigger and, oh, harder. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm gonna come again. Oh, baby, please come. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Yeah, let me feel your cum inside my cunt. Oh, you know how much I love that. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, I can tell you're close. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, you're hot cum shooting into me so deep. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Carl. Oh, shit. Well, that was... God, my legs are shaking. Oh, you're zipping up already. You sure were right about this being a quickie. Oh, yeah, I guess it is almost 8. I know, that's okay. Yes, baby, tomorrow night. Yes, I know. I'll come right over after I'm done. You too, baby. Bye. Shit. Michael, are you okay? Oh, you poor thing. You're all curled up in a ball in there. Come here, baby. Oh, I'm so sorry you had to hear that. I tried to get him to go. You heard me. But I knew he wouldn't leave until we did it. At least he was quick. Michael? Baby, please. It's okay now. Look at me, please. Please, baby, don't be angry. Okay, maybe angry isn't the best word. I just know that must not have been easy, but please, it's fine now. Come on. Come here, baby, let me hold you. That's all over now. No, don't get dressed. Just come here. Give me your hand and I'll help you up. No. Michael, why are you holding your hands between your legs? You don't want me to look. What is that even supposed to mean? Let me see, baby. Don't be... Michael, your cock, it's really hard. What's going on? I thought, you know... I thought it might have been the size thing, why you were covering yourself. No, 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 please. Oh, God, you look like you're gonna cry. Please, baby, everything's okay. That's not what I meant. You don't have to be embarrassed. Your cock looks really good, hard like this. Why are you trying to cover it up? You know I love your cock, baby. And you know how much I love to do those things with it. And right now, seeing it all hard and dripping so much pre-cum, well, it's just too good for me to resist. In fact, here, let me take care of that for you. Just relax. Lay back down on the carpet. That's it. Let me. Oh, Michael, I can't believe how hard you are. You know I can't do this for Carl. This is always so special for me, and I love taking you in my mouth. All of you, baby. Wow. Michael, you've never come that fast before. You must have... Did you... I know you keep saying you're not angry, but I didn't expect that. It's different. Yes, being with Carl is different too, but when I'm with you, you let me be me. That's why I need you, because you are different. You fill another part of me that needs filling. No, that's not what I meant, Michael. I don't expect you to fill me like Carl does. Look, this isn't a competition. You just both do very different things for me. There's no need for you to be embarrassed. I liked it. That's not it. Well, then I hope this isn't a size issue. Not really. Then what is it? You can tell me, baby. I don't want any secrets between us. I want everything between us to be open and honest always. And if there's something I might do that would embarrass you. Oh, well, that's okay, baby. Yes, of course. I understand. But you really shouldn't be embarrassed because you got aroused listening to Carl and I. Yeah, he likes a lot of that talk, and I guess it was kind of like listening to audio porn in a way, right? It must have been weird, though, to have other negative feelings going through you while getting aroused, but I do get why you got aroused. You know, I never told anyone this before, so it's another secret I'm going to share with you. My secret lover. Freshman year, my roommate's boyfriend would stay over now and then, and one night I woke up while they were doing it, and well, I couldn't see them in the dark, but all those sounds, they just sounded so sexy. I actually masturbated as I listened, so see? I do understand why you got so hard. Yeah, you're right. It was a bit different. I was more of a casual observer, and you, well, you were thinking about me, your girlfriend, getting fucked hard, and, well, you heard everything. But I won't lie to you ever, baby. You had to listen to your girl get fucked, and she was enjoying it. You know, now that I'm thinking about this, from your perspective, I guess I'm kind of surprised that you got so aroused hearing Carl fuck me. And you came so quickly when I started sucking your cock. Were you aroused the whole time? Were you, you know, touching yourself? No, not really. Those are two very different answers, baby. So you didn't, but you thought about it. Oh, you knew you would come if you did, and you were afraid you might make a sound that could be heard. Seriously? You got that close? I mean, I'm not complaining. Don't get this wrong or anything, but you just exploded as soon as I put my mouth on you. You were out of control. Baby, please, stop being embarrassed about this. You know, I really think it's sexy that hearing me with Carl got you so aroused. Baby, we've done some kinky things. Things that we could only do because you felt safe with me and I felt safe with you. And the only reason we ever did some of those things was because we talked about them. I still feel safe with you, baby. And I really hope you still feel safe with me. And, well, I feel safe enough to tell you that I really think that everything about tonight, especially the fact that you got so aroused while I was being fucked by Carl, is really, really sexy. I just hope you feel safe enough with me that you wouldn't have to keep it a secret if you think it's sexy too. Did you like hearing Carl fuck me, baby? It's okay if you did. It's gonna be part of who we are anyway. I don't want to hide anything from you, and if, well, if what he and I do together turns out to be exciting for you, then it's gonna be even better for me. Yes, of course, I understand. You're confused now on top of all of those other things you went through tonight. How about we talk about this later if you want? I think that we should do something we've never done yet. Like what? Well, we've never showered together yet, and that's on my list of things that I really want to do with you. So, why don't we take a nice long shower, smoke a little bit of that green stuff you always seem to have with you. See? I was right again. Then, maybe we just cuddle for a while. You know, at least until that cock that I love so much has gotten enough rest and is ready for another round. You know, I didn't think you wanted to hear the details about what Carl and I did last night, but now I think I may have been wrong when I made that assumption. Maybe that will be just the thing to get you going again. I can't wait to find out.